Now, I'm delighted to be speaking with Tom Courtney. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Thanks for joining me today. Now, before we talk about your upcoming one-man show about Philip Larkin at the Yvonne Arnault Theatre in Guildford, your versatility over the years on stage has really spoken for itself in each and every one of your performances. Has there been one role that you felt the closest affinity to, as if it had been written for you?
Not on the stage, no, probably not. No, I don't do that many, you know, and I like to sort of feel I can get close, you know, that to which whatever one I'm doing, that it's got something to do with me, you know, whatever the part is.
Yes, a little bit of yourself in each of your parts.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, having been to RADA with a huge body of work behind you, was there ever a time you doubted that you'd make it, and did you ever have a backup plan if acting didn't work out?
No, I never had a backup plan. I had plenty of time, you know, there was plenty of time when I doubted that it would work out. But fortunately or unfortunately, I was picked out very early. I mean, I was picked out while I was still at drama school and offered things.
Yes.
That was maybe a good thing, maybe not such a good thing.
I think it was a good thing, Tom. I mean, you've worked with such greats such as Omar Sharif and Dr. Zhivago. And your paths have crossed Albert Finney.
I saw him last summer, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yes, he's in good form.
Oh, wonderful. Is it great to catch up with the...
Oh, yeah, lovely, yeah.
Mm. How did you find that whole experience? It's a wonderful character that you played in the... Dr. Zhivago, wasn't it?
Yes, honestly, such a long time ago.
Yes, it's wonderful though. But of course, your paths crossed Albert Finney's on more than one occasion.
Oh yeah, yeah. I like working with Albert. We're very good friends.
Yes. Who actually inspired you to become an actor?
Who inspired me? No one really. I just liked reading the lesson at school, and then we had an English master who'd seen plays in London, you know, and he did the school plays. So and I was just interested.
And of course, many of your roles have been leading roles that are etched in the minds of viewers for years. So how did it feel to play a character whose one line is almost cut from the final credits in When You're Ready, Mr. McGill?
Oh, no, that was a lot of fun, because I really liked that. And Bill Nighy and I got on very well. We were laughing all the time. And I just thought it was a lovely script.
It's fantastic. Can you remember that immortal line?
No.
I think it was, I've never seen the man before in my life, and I've worked here for 40 years. That's it, there you go.
He kept getting it wrong, didn't he?
He did.
He got overexcited. Well, I know what that feels like.
Yeah, so, I mean, during your extensive film work, did you ever have moments in where a particular line or part of a scene you cherished was actually cut?
Oh, yeah, I did. There was a film called, from the Philip Pullman film.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great big epic, and they cut most of my... part out, yeah, so it does happen.
That's the only time you can recollect that time then.
His dark materials
yes, that's right.
But I forget what they didn't call the compass, the golden compass.
Oh yes. But of course, the loneliness of the long distance runner and Billy Lyre was hailed as new wave in British filmmaking.
That's right, yeah.
Did you feel you were doing something different from the norm at the time?
No, now I look back and it was the last wave, not the new wave. At that time, you could make, you know, they made British films without recourse to American dollars, but that wouldn't happen now.
Absolutely, no. It must have felt good.
You know, if it doesn't have American money behind it, like as not, it won't get made. I don't know why that is, but that's how it is.
Yes. Did you enjoy being in those films?
Yeah, again, an awful long time ago. Yes, I think I did.
To check with yourself every now and again. And of course, there's certain actors like Robert De Niro, who famously cited as using the method and their meticulous acting technique. They eat, sleep and live it. But did you do any rigorous training for the film of Loneliness?
No, they made me run a bit, that's all.
Yes.
I had to run only quite short distances, but it looked as though they were long distances. That was fine.
A good pair of trainers needed.
Yeah.
Now, of course, it's a one-man show is a form of theatre not all actors would want to take on. So what is it about the poet Philip Larkin that made you want to accept this challenge?
Well, when it was pointed out to me about the possibility of doing a show, I read his letters and I found how funny he was. He was a great wit. So he's better known as a poet, but he was a great prose writer and very witty.
Mm.
And I thought, because there are a lot of jokes in it, I could possibly make an evening. It's more prose than poetry, actually, but by a long way. About 15, 16 poems, most of them quite short.
Mm.
And the rest of it is him talking about his life, which he does with great insight and humour.
Fascinating.